Hello, everybody. So, today, I feel like we should have a chat about scat fetishes. Now, if that is something you are uncomfortable hearing about, or just aren't into, because I may talk about some personal experiences, and if you don't want to hear about that or anything else, feel free. I will not be offended if you stop now. And okay, we're back. All right. I am driving, so there's always a good chance that you're going to catch a little bit of road rage mixed in here. So we'll see how that goes. There's a lot of fucking idiots out on the road today. Anyways, so scat fetish. A lot of people are unsure of like how anybody could be turned on by something like that. They may have seen like one or two things and been like, that's pretty fucked up, and people like that. But to explain it a little bit before I get into what it means to me, there's different like levels and aspects of a scat fetish. There's like a dom sub relationship scenario. It's usually called like a toilet slave type of thing. Generally it's the man that's the submissive one and the woman is the dominant one, using the guy however she wants as a toilet. There's a kind where you just watch a girl by herself poop in the toilet or the floor or the sink or men's urinal or outside or in public or whatever. They get very creative. It's just watching a girl go to the bathroom. To like touch on that, there's also like girls that and girls and boys, there's plenty of both, that'll do it in their underwear or in their jeans or in a diaper, or some people like that aspect of it, or they'll smear it all over their body, or they'll eat it, or and stuff like that. There's those sides of it too. And then there's just dirty anal sex, where the person poops before, during, and or after anal, or they just use it in whatever fashion is lube for hand jobs, blow jobs, or just any kind of sex. There's some of the stuff that I'm like, none of it bothers me. I've seen enough fucked up things in my life that I haven't seen anything that like has really shocked me. I've seen stuff that makes me go, nah, that's just not right. But there's nothing that's made me like feel like uncomfortable and like has like genuinely bothered me. So I can watch any of it. There's some of it that doesn't really turn me on that much. Like anything involved with like eating it or like smearing it, and the girls pooping like in their underwear or diaper or anything like that. None of that stuff really like does anything for me. My biggest thing is either the sex portion of it. Some of the slave stuff I like, and just my biggest thing is watching a girl, and it's what do they call it? EFRO, EFRO. It's an acronym. It stands for erotic female relieving observation, I think. Pretty sure that's what it is. And I don't. There's a website that's been around for a really long time that that has. It's just videos of just a girl by herself for the most part, or her and another girl just going to the bathroom. And I'm not sure if they coined the term or not. The site's called Joy Angels. But alas, that is my favorite part of it, and which is convenient because I've been able to talk to some lovely people throughout the years who have been able to, you know, warm up to it, open up to it, and it's just like, you're gonna do it anyways, why not let me see it? And they're like, hey, you know, sure, why not, whatever the fuck. And it's been awesome, and I that's what I, as far as like pornography and stuff goes, that's what I like the best, like the sex and just watching a girl by herself do her thing. Now there's also, and I did not know this until Reddit has warped my fragile little mind, but there are girls who sell it on, like, fetish selling and just, like, scat porn stars that will sell it to people. Their poop. They will poop in a container or a vacuum bag or something and wrap it up. Some might freeze it just to try and keep it from smelling during transit. And they sell it to people. And, well, whoever buys it can do as they wish with it. But I found that very interesting. And I was thinking, I wish I was a girl. That is, seems like such easy fucking money. Like, I'm gonna take a shit anyways. I might as well shit in a bag and sell it to somebody. As far as, like, why people are into it, I can't speak for everybody. I'm sure there's different reasons for everybody as far as why I like it. I've always, since I was younger, have, like, when I was real young, I was like, girls don't poop. That's fucked up. Like, it's a gross thing. It's dirty. And girls are pretty and clean and neat. And even when, if they're, like, dress messy, the room's messy, there's still a girl, there's still, like, it's still not something that should go hand in hand. And I think I was like 12 or 13 when I saw my first video of a girl pooping, and I don't remember how or why, and like, I felt so wrong watching it, but I think I felt more wrong that I was turned on by it, and I couldn't figure out why I was turned on by it. But it's such a private, intimate thing, and it's supposed to be wrong. It's supposed to be gross. I'm not supposed to like it, and that is why I like it. And it's just such like a personal thing that, like, it's, and you can sort of relate that to a lot of like taboo kinks, like, you know, people are into incest and age play and like rape and all that stuff. And it's like a big draw, I think, is that it's, you're not supposed to like it. It's not, it's, society has told you that it's not supposed to be sexy and it's not supposed to turn you on and whatever. And like, part, that's a big part of like, I'm not supposed to like it, therefore I do like it. So that has a lot to do with it for me. It's has so much to do with like, girls are just beautiful creatures and they're just amazing. And to see that, like, vulnerable, like, dirty side that it's, like, they're beautiful, but they're just like everybody else. And, like, here, let me show you. I shit just like everyone else. And it's just, I don't know, it just, it turns me on so much to, like, witness that and be a part of that. And, so, yeah. So that's like the biggest thing for me, and is just like the wrong, dirty feeling. Like, even when it's happening, like, I have some like real life experiences I'll tell you in a second, but like, when those things happen, it's like, this is not normal. This, we probably shouldn't be doing this. So it's just, it makes everything so much hotter and so much sexier. And I guess I feel that way about a lot of like the taboo kinks that I have, and I feel like a lot of people also feel that same way about theirs. So basically, just like to understand why people like scat and have that fetish, I mean, if you have anything that you feel a little like a little bit embarrassed about, or just have that like, I shouldn't like this, I probably shouldn't like this, but I definitely do like this. It's the same thing. It's just, you know, some people like it, some people don't. But that's the thought process for me, at least, behind it. And it's just, I don't know. So, I mean, 12, 13, I've been into it, so that's like over 20 years that it's turned me on. And I have been embarrassed and ashamed to admit it to people until about 4 years ago, a little bit into my Reddit life. And people, seeing people be open, a little bit open about it, and being able to like anonymously pretty much like say like, hey, I like this and whatever, and have other people be like, that's cool, and me go, what? Like, you're not gonna call me a disgusting scumbag piece of shit for liking something fucked up? And then I see other people liking other things, and I'm like, whoa, other people like that stuff too? And I've just, it's just made me feel so comfortable in the fetishes that I like. So I don't really have that much of a problem talking about it. And I don't have much of a problem talking about any of my fetishes now, just because it's like, some people are into it. You're into what you're into. And if you don't like it, then don't listen to it. You know, don't read about it. Don't do it. Don't watch it. And that's all there is to it. Like, you don't have to shame anybody for it. I've never shamed anybody for anything that they've been into. And I've talked to some people that are into things that I don't grasp and I don't understand. But I respect you for having the courage to admit to me that you like what you like. And like, if I can do anything to please you, like, some people request certain audios and it's certain fetishes or kinks that aren't particularly my thing. But if I'm able to pull it off in a way that gives you pleasure, then that's awesome. But it's definitely opened me up and it's definitely made me feel comfortable. Reddit has, in my fetishes and not really being ashamed, so much so that like I've admitted it to like just random friends who don't even know that I have this Reddit life, that I'm just like, yeah, whatever. And they're like ha ha ha, and they're like, wait, for real? I'm like, yeah, who cares? Like, it can be sexy sometimes, you know, girls peeing, pooping, farting, all those things can be sexy in the right context, in the right moment. It's just how you want to look at it and what, you know, mood you're in, whatever. And nobody's really been like, all right, well, okay. So, I don't know. So that's that, really. As far as, like, real-life experiences go, the first time... I've had numerous girls over years make videos for me and stuff like that. And they've all been incredible. And I've been so like, cause I know this is like a personal thing and there's not a lot of people that are into it. I have met some girls that are genuinely into the fetish too. And I've met some that have already been genuinely into it. I've been able to convert some people and have them find their sexy in that fetish and be cool with it. And there's some that are like, I ain't really into it, but I'll show you because I like that it turns you on and that's all I really care about. And it doesn't bother me to show you, but it doesn't turn me on to show you, but I get turned on how you react. So, and then there's been people that are like, nah, man, that ain't for me. I ain't doing that. So, but my first experience, probably about 8 years ago, I had a girl that I hooked up with on a regular basis, and I like I tested the waters and, like, jokingly said, like, oh, like, you know, she said she had to go to the bathroom or something. I'm like, oh, you should let me watch. And, like, ha, ha, ha. She'd be like, ah, oh, don't be a weirdo. And I'm like, okay. And then, like, I'd make another joke. And then eventually I was like, look, maybe I'm not really joking. And one thing led to another. She started making videos. We would sext and, like, throw that into, like, different scenarios and stuff. And then we came up with a plan that we wanted to try something in person. And she was one that was like, not, it didn't really do anything for her, but she liked that it what it did to me. So one time, and this only happened once, and we didn't hook up much after that because she got a boyfriend and she went off and did her thing. But she... we did our usual, like, you know, making out, hooking up, like, I fingered her and she was stroking me, and I went down on her for a little bit, and then she, like, I knew she had to go, and she, like, laid me down, and she, like, sort of reverse cowgirl squatted over my stomach and just, was giving me, like, a slow hand job, and she... pooped on my stomach, my chest. It wasn't a lot. It was, you know, she was super nervous and, like, I was super nervous. It was, like, it was so intense and just, like, crazy. It was only, like a little bit, but, like, I had to make her stop jerking me off because I was gonna come. As soon as I saw it coming out of her ass, like, I was like, you need to stop doing that and just keep doing that. And when she couldn't do any more, she had me get behind her and fuck her in the ass from behind, and, like, I could feel the rest in her inside her, and it was just like, it made it, like, so much more intense having that aspect thrown into something. Like, we've had anal sex 100 times before that, and it was great, but having that fetish thrown into it made it out of this fucking world. Like, being able to feel it inside her on my cock and just, like everything, even the smell, like, it wasn't necessarily a great smell, but, like, having that in that moment just, like, it made everything so much more intense. It just, like, I came so fucking hard in her ass and just, it was like we collapsed and I didn't even take it out and we just, like, laid there and then we got cleaned up and it was fine. And I mean, shortly after she got a boyfriend or whatever, but I knew then that it was like, okay, so this is something that I can, that I thought that I was just into as far as porn goes, but I think I'm actually pretty into it in real life, which is fucking pretty sweet. So flash forward to now, like, I've had a couple other girls do similar things like that. I've had a girl on multiple occasions give me a blowjob while I finger her ass and she, like, shits in my hand. And it's just, like, that is super fucking intense, too. Getting an amazing blowjob while I can feel it and feel her pushing and just, like, it is so much more intense and amplifies everything for me. And that girl, as well as, trying to think, was there somebody else or was it just her? Might have been just her for me, but I've also heard the similar thing from other people that in instances where we do that similar thing and then I like make her stop so I don't come and then I fuck her in the ass after, she said, and I've heard that it's like, it makes anal so much better for her too and just like so intense. I don't know if it's just like the embarrassment slash, you know, the fact that she just shit in some fucking dude's hand in the middle of a fucking basement, or in a car, wherever we happen to be, or like what it is, but it's, you know, and also like honestly makes it my cock go in easier. Having it be dirty is also good to lube it up. And I mean, you've also been pushing and pushing and pushing, so your asshole's a little stretched a little and warmed up and stuff, so it just slides right on in there. And it's definitely made it more intense for the girl in the situation too, which is awesome. So, and I've done stuff like that, and I may or may not have had a couple of girls that I've talked to on Reddit send me some. Yeah, that may or may not have happened a few times, and it's been pretty sweet. If it was to happen, I imagine it would have been pretty fucking awesome. But yeah, so that's that. I don't know if that helps, if that does not help. Hopefully it clarified some things or made you understand a little bit as far as maybe just from my perspective, my thought process and all that. So hope that helps. Thank you for hanging on for 21 minutes through this fucking ramble. If you did not, then that's fine. Like I said, you're into what you're into, and if you don't want to hear about it, that's fine. I will probably make a few more scat audios, but obviously we'll be tagged appropriately, so but yeah. So it's pretty fucking hot because you're inviting me into a very private, dirty, vulnerable moment, and it's not supposed to be sexy, but it is one of the sexiest things in the world to me. So there is that. You now have that information. Well, I'm going to go back into work. I hope you all have a fantastic day.